Thanks so much for joining us online today. We're always encouraged to hear stories of how lives are being changed by the message of grace all around the world from what we do right here in Longwood, Florida. So if you have a story you'd like to share with us, please send it to stories@graceorlando.com. If you'd like to support the mission and the ministry of Grace Church, you can give conveniently online at graceorlando.com. Thanks so much again for joining us today.
Well, this morning we're going to start a two-parter here. This two-part series called If Then. And so I'm really kind of excited about this. We're going to cover a couple of different, I think, misunderstandings. I know this is this one this morning is a little bit personal because I didn't used to see this. And I love that, is that God's continually just revealing truth to us. And this is one of those things that I know was kind of a struggle for me coming from where I came from. I don't know about you, but you ever just think about the religion in itself, okay? Just the religious aspects of what we're part of. There are times when things just don't quite add up. Like, things just don't quite make sense. In fact, I would advise you, if you find things in your theology that are inconsistent, it's probably something's wrong, right? And so there was times, for example, where I would hear that, you know, God loves you, you know, and that sounds great, but then it was, but then God's, you know, going to cut you off, you know, if you don't get it right, you know, and that those things don't add up. They didn't make any sense. And that's the difference between, I believe, a religion and a relationship, right? When we have a relationship with God and we understand Him better and we see Him through Jesus, all of a sudden things begin to line up. And this morning, I want to talk about a new creation and how we are completely new. And that is our subtitle this morning, is that a new creation is completely new. If you are in Christ this morning, you are completely, completely new. Now, I'm going to tell you how I used to hear that, but before I do that, this is the most wonderful thing, is that we are completely new. There's no reused parts. There's no recycledness happening. You know, it's like I've driven for over 20 years. I've pretty much driven clunkers. You know, God, thank you for that. You know, I had transportation that would get me from point A to point B, but can I tell you, those two hamsters that were like running my old car, it would have been a serious disservice to the new car that I'm driving now to take that old engine and put it in the new car, okay? My new car would not run nearly as nice as it does if it had the old engine. And I love that we are the same. It's in the same fashion that we are new creations. There's no reused parts. There's no, God didn't fix it up. No, He gave us something completely new. Now, if you're not careful, what you'll hear in that and what you'll see in that is, okay, good, I'm brand new, and now I can do better, because now that I'm new, I can try harder, and I can now do the things that before were so hard for me to do, like turning from sin. Now I can really do it. You know, now I can try harder. And if you're not careful, you'll get in that routine of thinking, yeah, I'm a new creation, and now I really need to try hard, instead of resting in the finished work that we know Christ accomplished for us. Understand this morning that it is something completely new that we are a part of, that the world had never seen this newness until they saw it in Jesus, and now they see it in you. Jesus was the first of our kind. And think about that for a moment. When we really think about who you are something completely brand new. And in Romans chapter 8, which is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, Paul is writing about who we are, contrasting the old versus this new, and he says that there is no condemnation in Christ. Man, think about that for a second. There is no longer any condemnation. There will never be condemnation. There's no sin that you can ever commit that will condemn you. There's no accusation the enemy can bring against you. There is nothing. You will never, ever, ever be condemned, ever, because you are in Christ. Amen. I love Him. Does Jesus have any sin attached to Him? No, and we don't either. And He is the forerunner of who we now are. Sin doesn't make us sinners, right? We know that we are saints, and there is no sin that will ever be held to me ever again. Because Paul, as Paul said, we are no longer living in the flesh, but we are alive in the Spirit. He says that we don't look at Jesus anymore after the flesh, right? We look at Him spiritually, and in the same way, that is who we are. We look at each other in that same way. Romans 8:31 says this. I'm going to have a lot of scripture this morning because I really feel like this message is best told just by reading the Bible, so we're going to do that this morning. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, then who is against us? Man, think about that for a second. This is going to be kind of the overarching theme of this next 2 weeks. God is for you. I mean, just, we sung about it this morning, but even just that thought, God is for me. Who or what can ever be against you? What obstacle can life throw at you that God's not still for you and he's not still in your corner? He's not still working on your behalf. I love this. We are completely new and these gifts of the new continue to come. Look at what was promised in Ezekiel 36, 26. Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And we know this was not just meant for the Israelites. We know that in Christ, there is no Jew, there is no Gentile, there's no male, there's no female, there's no earthly distinctions in Christ, right? And so this is for us this morning. The Bible says that our fleshly hearts were deceitfully wicked, right? There was no recycling of that. God had to give us something completely new. It's why Jesus said you had to be born again. And if only Ezekiel could have known that what he was actually talking about here was the new creation, right? If he only could have known this was God going to live in us. And that would have blown his mind as much as it blows my mind, that God would live in us. It's not fleshly, but spirit. It represents the life that pumps through us as a new creation. Look what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 31. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days. Again, we know this is relating to us as well. Declares the Lord, I will put my law within them, and on their heart I will write it, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They will not teach again, each man to his neighbor and each man to his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and their sin, I'll remember no more. Now, unfortunately, I used to believe, and I'll confess, I used to believe that the law that was written on our hearts was the Mosaic law. It was, now God has put that law upon your heart, and now you can do better. Now you know, and there's nobody that has any excuses. Everybody has a law in their hearts. And you got to act better now. Okay, that's what I used to believe. But let's work our way backwards from in this verse. I love reading Bible verses backwards. So let's do it again this morning. So why does God remember your sins no more? Well, it says because he forgave our iniquity. Why? Because he wanted a relationship with you and I. That's why. God's motivation was relationship with us. That's mind-blowing to me. It always will be. Right? So because of this, we can now know God. Think about this for a moment. We didn't know God before. Everybody who wrote, like three-fourths of the Bible, were writing from a perspective or coming from a perspective of not really understanding the Father. Because it wasn't until Jesus that the Bible says that we really understood who he was. So therefore, we now get to know God because the forgiving of our iniquity and our sins being remembered no more. Now we can see him and now we can know God. We thought we knew him, but we saw that through the filter of sinful flesh. We saw God through the filter of the law even. And what drives up this sinful flesh is the law. Here's your first fill-in this morning. If God wrote the Mosaic law on our hearts, then our passion to sin will increase. Think about this for a moment. If that was the law that God wrote on your heart, you would only have a more of a passion to sin. Your passion for sin would increase. If God says that we will be his people, then we had to be holy as he is holy. 1 Corinthians 15, 56 says, the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Whew. It's not that the law was evil. It's that sinful flesh will always, always rebel against it. It will always rebel against God. That's just what it will always do because it's been changed. Just think about this for a second. The good news is that we have a righteousness now that is apart from the law. It's by faith. It's why we can now shout, death, where is your sting? Right now death, it just means to be absent with the body, to be present with the Lord. That's what death means now. The moment we leave here, now we're with you. Before, it would be our sin that would remind us of why we died. Romans 5:20 says this, the law was brought in so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more. The law revealed that grace will always be more powerful than any sin. I mean, think about that for a second. Grace will never be trumped by sin, ever. It is always being revealed as being more powerful. So God wouldn't have written that law on our hearts because we already know what we've received by faith. We already know that we have received this abundance of God's grace. We've been given a brand new heart. Again, going back to this all these things that God loves, he makes new. God is a God of new. You ever think about that? Behold, I am making all things new. Everything with God is new. And so we now have this new heart, and it is completely, completely different. If God wrote the Mosaic Law on our hearts, then Christ died in vain. You ever think about this? I wish I had sooner. Galatians 5 says that it was for freedom that Christ set you free. But it wasn't just freedom from sin. No, it was freedom from self-righteousness, for one. But it was freedom from the accusations. It was freedom from sin and death. It was freedom from everything. It was for freedom that Christ set us free. Anything keeping you in bondage, he set you free from. And that is wonderful news this morning. Romans 7, 5 through 6, I told you there's going to be a lot of scripture this morning, says this, for while we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in the members of our body to bear fruit for death. But now we have been released from the law, having died to that by which we were bound, so that we serve in the newness of the Spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. I want to read one more verse. Hebrews 10, 17 says, and this is just after saying that God's going to write his law upon our hearts and minds. He says, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Sinful passions are always aroused by the law. They worked in our body to bring death. So why on earth would God take a new heart and imprint the old on it? Right? Knowing that God is for me. He's for you. He wouldn't want you to fail. He wants you to succeed. Now, we've been released from the law because we died with Christ. That's what we celebrated last week, right? It's why we do full immersion baptism here for a reason. That's because it's really great symbolically showing what happened, right, when you believed and you were born again, right? You were baptized into death with Christ, but then you were brought back alive in the newness of life. And according to Galatians 3, 11 through 13, we would still be cursed. Now that no one is justified by the law before God is evident. For the righteous man shall live by faith. However, the law is not of faith. On the contrary, he who practices them shall live by them. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. If there is no condemnation in Christ, then the law on our hearts won't condemn us. That's your third fill-in. We would see failure instead of faith. The law that's on our hearts would not condemn us because there is no condemnation in Christ. Galatians 5:4 says, you have been severed. You have been severed from Christ. You who are seeking to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. Man, God would not put the path to holiness on the heart of somebody who's already been made holy. That doesn't make any sense, right? You have been made holy because of what Christ accomplished for you and what he's given you. You have been made a new creation. You don't need the path to holiness put on your heart. He sees you as righteous. He sees you as righteous. I could think about that forever. God isn't impressed when we turn from evil and receive and do what is good, because that's the knowledge of good and evil that's just working in us, right? Everybody has that, thanks to Adam and Eve. He sees us as righteous because of what Christ fulfilled, fulfilling the law and him dying to it. He became the curse for you, and he made you as holy as he is when you became brand new. There's that word again, new. And I want that to be kind of our thought this morning, is just the newness that we now have. Our guide is no longer the law. The law was a tutor to bring us to Jesus. So we don't need that guide because we now have Jesus himself. Your desires have totally changed, even if you don't even realize it. It's Jesus that said, if you remember, he was the one that said things like, I don't condemn you either, right? For God so loved the world that he came to seek and to save those who were lost. He does not condemn. Romans 8:1 says this, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Here's your fourth one. If God made you a new creation, then you are completely new. And we don't recognize each other this way anymore. Can I tell you how awesome that is? It's awesome to know that I can look at each and every one of us after the new and not the old. You know what I mean? It's incredible because you can see the wonderfulness, the beauty that God makes in each one of us. We no longer strive to see each other after our failures, but instead after who we are in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come." Again, lots of scripture. Romans 5:5 says this, "And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us." You ever wonder why you don't want to sin anymore? You ever wonder how it's not a desire of your heart anymore? It's because of that right there. Think about this. The love of God, the grace of God that pours out of the throne of grace that comes from that has been poured into your heart as a new creation. I mean, how much love can God pour in there, right? And he pours that into your heart and it changes your desires. Nobody who's a believer in Christ wants to go sin anymore. That's not a desire of your heart. You don't need the law, the Mosaic law imprinted on your heart because your desires have completely changed. That's no longer what you would want to do anyway. Jesus wrote himself on your heart. He wrote him on you. He imprinted himself on your heart. If God gave you a new heart, then you are righteous apart from the law. Man, a new heart doesn't need the law to point to Jesus, because of Jesus, we have a new heart. You don't need the law to point to Jesus because it was Jesus that gave us a new heart, a brand new heart. Romans 3:19-24 says this. "Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law." Are we under the law this morning? No. "So that every mouth may be closed and all of the world may become accountable to God, because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight." Your flesh will never be justified. It's always going to look the way it does. "For though the law comes, through the law, excuse me, comes the knowledge of sin, but now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all of those who believe. But there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus." Man, it's a gift. It is a gift that we receive by faith. Romans 1:17 says that the righteous will live by faith. We can read it together. "For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith." Man, we don't know God through the law anymore. We don't look at him through the filter of sinful flesh anymore. We now know him to be a God who draws us with loving kindness. You ever think about that? God has always, always, always had you in mind, and he's always drawn you with loving kindness. That is him. That is who he is, right, as we sung this morning. Right? Jesus said, he said, "People will know that you are my disciple because of, you know, how much sin you point out in their lives," right? "You will know that you are my disciple because you make sure nobody gets away with anything," right? And I say this sort of jokingly, but that was my heart at one point in time too. You know, I always felt like, well, should I say something about this person's sin? Because I don't want them to get away with anything. You know, like there's that sort of motivation of sort of like, well, isn't that my job, is to kind of point to holiness? And no, Jesus said, you're going to know that you're my disciples based out of your love, right? That same love that's been poured into your new heart is what comes out of you now. That's why you'll be known as a disciple, because you are just giving what you've received. It's incredible. If God wrote himself on your heart, then you know him and you live by faith. 1 Corinthians 2:15-16 says this, "But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. Or who is known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." Man, we now discern things spiritually. You think about this for a moment. We discern things spiritually now because of the new heart that we have. We now have the mind of Christ. Right? If we just had the law, there's no discerning needed. Right? Jesus pointed this out, for example. He said this. He said, some of you guys, you say that you've never committed murder. That's great. But how many of you guys have been angry before to the point that you just hated somebody? Same thing. See, the law would never have revealed that, right? The law would just say, don't murder. But Jesus was spiritually appraising these things, and he said, yeah, that's not it. You've missed it. You've missed the whole thing. He said things like, you shouldn't commit adultery. And he said, well, how many of you guys have had lust in your heart? Same thing. And see, that's what we now have. We now have this spiritual discernment that we can now discern all things through because we have the mind of Christ. You're not asking God every day, waking up saying, God, give me your mind on this. No, you have the mind of Christ working in you and working through you. You can see things others can't. And the cool part is that even though we can spiritually appraise these things, the mind of Christ also says, I love. I love, I love, I love. And because I first loved you, you now love. We have the mind of Christ. Romans 6:14 says, for sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Look, you don't need the kindergarten class anymore, okay? Because you have the mind of Christ now, right? We don't need the tutor because we have Jesus. We have his mindset. And see, this all now makes sense to me, as it once didn't. Paul calls this new law that was written on our hearts, he calls it the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It's himself. The Spirit brings back to knowledge, back to our memory, all the things that God has taught us, that Jesus taught us, right? John 14:26, he said, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. And in what did Jesus say to you? He said, I first loved you. Right? It's the exact opposite of the law, right? The law always said, if you do this, then you get this. God said, no, it's so much better than that in Christ. It's so much better with the new heart. It's so much better as a new creation because you don't go forgive so that you can be forgiven, right? God forgave us and now we get to forgive, right? He first loved us. He first made the move, right? And now we get to do that because we have his mind. It's incredible. It's completely changed everything. It's the exact opposite effect that the law had on sinful flesh. And we now know him. Remember Jeremiah? And all of these things that Jeremiah said, it was all that we would know him, that you would not say to your neighbor to know God because all will know him. We now know God. We now see him correctly. We now have his mind and we can understand things. That's why we don't need the law in our hearts. That the law had to be so much better. Our desires are now his desires. Our hearts are now beating in rhythm with him. We love because he loved us. We are now free people, and we will never be bound again. You are free this morning. You will never be bound again. In the same way that we don't see God any longer through the law, we don't see God any longer through the filter of sinful flesh, and we don't see each other that way either. Man, can I tell you, I have friends of mine, you know, and they'll come to me and they'll want to say how they've completely failed or whatever, and they sometimes struggle. I've had some friends tell me that I hope you don't see me differently or hope you don't. I'm thinking, I don't. Man, I see you as Christ sees you. I have the mind of Christ. As Pastor Clark said, and I love this phrase, it's one of my favorites. The new creation doesn't have a past. If you're here this morning and you are a new creation, the truth is you don't have a past. You are completely, completely new. And you can now see things clearly because of the law, in other words, Jesus, has been written on you. You have his mind. This morning, I want to just take a moment and worship one last time. I invite you to join us. And man, this morning as you're singing, I just want you to be thinking on that the heart that you have now is new. Everything is new. You're a new creation this morning.